This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
All right, you're ready for day two, Diggs Drama, Keith.
Of course I'm ready for day two, Diggs Drama. See, I got a haircut. Well, that's when you know I mean business.
Okay, well, you're
back to school, Keith.
Sick crap.
That's
bro.
Right. You already got your haircut.
Yep.
I got, as the Twitch chat said, I got my party shirt on.
You do have a party shirt on.
So, me, we're ready, Greg.
Look at us. Is there anything better than a couple dads?
Who are
smack dab in the middle of family life and family activities.
Yeah, can't pin me down.
Being unleashed for one night on Newport, Rhode Island.
Look out,
one of
Newport.
One of them's got a haircut.
That's me.
Just conveniently before they head to Newport.
Yeah, I did that. I did that last week. Yeah, I got in front of that.
And the other one looks like he's, you know, captaining some sort of a yacht or something.
He does look ready for a yacht. I was managing at a True Value earlier.
Okay.
That is what the look I was going for.
You two are going to be shot out of a cannon this evening.
Can't wait.
There might be diminishing returns tomorrow at 10.
That's fine.
I can't promise anything.
Tune in to find out.
Live in the moment.
It's fine.
Look, an homage to Stephon Diggs.
The guy is drunk.
We're living in the moment as well.
Is there pink cocaine at these things?
There might be.
I've never been to one. We're about to find out.
I know. Wiggy thinks it was Fun Dip that he was handing out to the ladies, but that's okay.
I don't believe so.
Have you chosen your drink of choice? Like, do you go into an evening like tonight knowing what you're going to consume? The white or the brown? Are we going with the white liquor?
I mix them all together.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't know. Is there like a bar specialty?
I have two hands.
I'm not picky. I'm really not picky.
Yeah.
So, I'll see what everybody else is having. I'll take a look at the menu, see what's on tap.
They're doing a drink special tonight called the Cocoa Bomb.
Misses every time. I will have a Cocoa Bomb in solidarity with
nice.
Cocoa. We'll have one together.
Yeah.
Although she sounds like she has something.
I think she's. She's got
sinus infection.
It's long COVID.
She has long COVID.
Yes.
Got what Porzingis had.
She does. She's got whatever the hell Porzingis has.
But
that's fine.
You think she was already laying the groundwork? Is that what?
She'll be there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We can toast. I wouldn't recommend sharing a glass with her because that sounds like you're gonna get something. But I'd be happy to have a cocoa bomb.
I think you guys are gonna have a lot of fun.
I think so.
We were talking about hazing you.
Okay.
And that you ought to get up at the same time we have to get up on Friday morning.
No.
Oh, we just start the show at 6?
Because this is what we were saying earlier, is that the whole time we're out together, we know we have 4 hour cushion. For
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So whatever you're doing, we're like, we're good.
That's not fair.
Well,
that's not
we'll
right.
We'll just stay out later.
Yeah. You'll be shocked.
Stay out later.
Wiggy,
do you want to do the midday show on Friday? Yeah, we'll do mornings.
Yeah. I'd rather do that.
Okay.
Wiggy stays out for the pregame. He'll stay out till 1:30 a.m. Doesn't care.
Unreal.
Wow.
Does not care.
Let me tell you.
What time will you? What time will you?
Wiggy, you want to hang? You want to hang out at the Hojo pool? We'll be partying.
You bringing your trunks?
Oh, I brought trunks.
Oh, bring trunks.
I brought trunks. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Party trunks.
The after party at the Hojo's. Me and Jones in the pool.
I already checked. There's a
just racing guys.
Oh, you guys are throwing an after hours at the Howard Johnson.
At the Hojo's. Yeah.
Very
yeah.
Nice.
We'll be there.
Okay. Yeah. Middletown.
Right. That's right. It's almost right. Newport.
Stone's throw.
Yeah. We're right there.
I'm so excited you guys are coming, and maybe we'll make this, if it works, we'll make it a tradition. You come to one road show every year.
I love it.
And can't wait. Yeah. So.
And if not, then we just talk about that time that Jones and Keith came and ruined everything. Yeah. That'll be good too.
And you're on for dinner.
Yeah, I'm in.
But you,
I have obligations picking up a couple of girls here.
Well, what's that all about?
No, well, that's
the wait, this is
young girls. Yeah. Even is, younger than Belichick's girl.
Does the missus not have a car?
She does. I mean, also has a full-time job, so she's preoccupied. She, oh, so I'll get down there when I get down there.
We don't have to worry about that in the Jones household. Yeah, I'm like cat about.
But I'll be ready for, I should be good to go 7:30 for the old meet and greet.
All right, well, we'll see you fellas tonight.
All right, thank you very much, Greg.
Okay,
I'm going to rage.
Looking forward to it.
As Ken said, it's going to be banging tonight. So get ready for that. That'll be...
Steph Diggs said, don't take all of it. Don't take all of it. That's the
save some for me.
That's the message.
As Steph Diggs...
Be safe out there.
...famously said.
Yep.
So that's at the Landing tonight. A little meet and greet. We're going to be at the Lobster Bar tomorrow, Bowen's Wharf in Newport. So we'll see you all there. Hopefully Tim Welsh is going to join us tomorrow.
Yes. Excellent.
Former head coach, Providence College.
Yeah, I was going to say, Rhode Island's guy.
That's about. I was going to say Rhode Island's own. I knew that wasn't right. Rhode Island's guy. That's how we're going
to coach Ryan Gomes. He beat Jim Calhoun's UConn Huskies, which caused him to have one of the all-time great meltdowns.
We're in the Rhode Island spirit.
Yeah.
Is what we're going to be tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jones and Keefe here today. 617-779-7937. That's your phone number. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat. It is an active chat today. Yep. twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. I always very healthy chat there. And watch on YouTube. You can chat there as well. Just subscribe to WEEI. Now, if you're watching on Twitch, in solidarity with my guy, Steph Diggs, I'm rocking my my pink shirt today.
Yeah, it looks like you were fresh off of that same yacht.
Based on his little baggie that he had there yesterday, he's already off to a bad start, fair to say?
Yeah. I don't think it's the biggest deal in the world,
but the fact
that it's even a deal, the fact that it's even being the first question asked of Vrabel, the fact that he's not there, and that just leads to more questions. Like, was it planned for him not to be there? You know, was this a surprise at all to Vrabel? Or, like, what was that conversation like with Vrabel? I feel like even if you think it's the least issue, it's at a minimum an eye roll and on the list of things Vrabel has to concern himself with. I can't tell you it's a good start.
Let's make it
let me circle back to that.
Let's make it binary.
Yeah.
He's off to a good start or a bad start. It's a bad start. Now, we might be making a mountain out of a molehill, as we were accused of yesterday. It might just be a blip on the radar, as you said. It'll be, if Diggs is back and catching 85 balls this year and 1,000 yards whenever he comes back, no one's going to care about that. I acknowledge all of it. But right now, in real time, the guy wasn't present yesterday.
Right.
This is a headache for the team. It's a bad start. If we can all just start there and work our way out, I think we can all, or should all, be able to agree on that. I thought Phil Perry summarized this pretty well. He did the Pats Talk podcast with Tommy Curran. We'll pull a couple of things from that yesterday. They did a good job breaking down Patriots OTAs. I thought Phil kind of nailed the commentary on Vrabel and how he discussed Steph Diggs to start the OTA yesterday.
I think the messaging for Vrabel, both to his team privately and with us, is important. Because if you are trying to establish a culture here and you're going to rid the building of entitlement, right? That was his line during his opening press conference. It doesn't mean that anytime somebody does something off the field you don't like, that you've got to release them. But you do have to make some kind of statement to let everybody know what the standard is and what it is you're looking for and not looking for, what's acceptable and not acceptable.
Okay, so Vrabel laid that groundwork yesterday. Is this his first test? Is it fair to say this is his first test? It's an early test for Vrabel.
Yeah, I think so when it comes to that stuff. I mean, all the other kind of conversations that we had around Vrabel were more, is it his final say in the draft? Who has roster control? It was all kind of that stuff, which I'm sure they already knew the answer to. It's sort of, we were kind of speculating from the outside. Then you have the draft. Then you have free agency, where he seems like he did a good job in that, meaning like, most of the guys that signed were like, Mike Vrabel. Like, they pointed to him. So, you know, it's still early on, very early on in his tenure. I mean, it's still May. So any kind of, like, real roster questions, I mean, Joe Milton maybe was like a why'd you guys trade him kind of thing. But that also wasn't really the biggest deal. But maybe that was a conversation that you're like, that seems kind of strange. Like, why'd you do that? And he had an answer for that. But no, this would be something, because this gets into the territory of, like, does this lead to discipline? Like, and if not, why? If so, why? Like, there's more questions now that come out of this.
I heard Breer last night on TV, like, the video has picked up enough steam where the league is going to look into it.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think anything's going to come from it. I mean, you can't prove even what was in the bag, never mind that he was taking any. Like, I don't think anything is going to come from it, and I don't think Breer characterized it that way either. But the league's going to look into it. And Phil and Tom even talked about this on the Pats Talk podcast. Like, I don't know if it's going to rise to a disciplinary level, but that is a potential outcome of this. I don't think he's going to get released or anything like that. They do have a lot of protections in the contract from Steph Diggs, mostly revolving around his knee. We talked about this, I think, the day we were at the Cask for the Red Sox home opener. We talked about Florio and the details on that contract. And earlier we had talked about how they really oversold what the deal was. It wasn't for as much money as was initially reported, which is the case with a lot of these contracts. But they're fully protected for his knee.
Yeah.
Does it make him look like no guaranteed money if he has a setback with his knee? Do they look for ways to get out of it?
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, I wouldn't rule that out, but I'd still assume Diggs is on the team.
Mm-hmm.
I assume this is a blip on the radar, but it's something they got to deal with now. And I think Vrabel did, if this is his first test, pass it.
Yeah, he was,
because
he handled it pretty well.
You have to make sure that you send the message to everybody else on the team that this isn't what we're looking for. And, yep, I've had a conversation with Steph, and we got to make good choices off the field. And he didn't rip him. He didn't, you know, go out and say, we're going to cut the guy.
But you know how he feels.
But he made it clear how he feels, and decisions like this aren't going to be satisfactory. And if nothing else,
yeah,
Diggs is now on notice.
Well, and I think just as a fan, too, you appreciate the head coach answering this question. Because, like, it's not the biggest deal in the world. Like, Belichick would have been, he would have snorted into the microphone,
yep,
and said, we'll talk about the players who are here. He would have been asked if he was here, and he would have just been, like, staring at you. And you would have got nothing. And then yesterday we had a few texters point out, like, Mayo would have been just a blubbering mess during this whole thing. Vrabel's in the middle, and I don't think it's...
Vrabel, he did have a little Mayo moment
did,
at the
he
end.
He did, you know, but...
He's like, is he here today? He's like, you're going to see.
You'll find out. Well,
no, he's not.
Yeah, because he's like...
It was a little Mayo moment.
I think he did kind of catch himself like, well, what's the difference of me saying it right now or you guys finding out in 5 minutes?
I mean, I agree with that.
No, I know, but with something Belichick would never do.
Right.
Belichick would just wait for you. He'd want it to be awkward. He wouldn't want to give you any favors.
The Mayo element is just he was playing it one way and then he just couldn't help himself and broke. Yeah. So I don't think that was
a find out in a minute, but no.
I kind of feel like he was trying to make a joke.
Yeah, maybe.
By a minute, I mean 1 second.
Mayo tried to make a lot of jokes, yeah, and they didn't go very well.
Well, another thing,
yeah,
and I don't,
this one.
Yeah,
I don't know how many people care about, like, team captains, but they did just get rid of all of their team captains. I think only Peppers is back, and even Peppers himself found himself in a situation last year, so I don't think there's any guarantee that he's a captain. Steph Diggs was a captain every team he was with. Now, I think his last...
He was a captain last year in Houston.
Houston named him a captain. Hmm. His final 3 years in Buffalo, and I think his final 2 years in Minnesota. So he's always been a team captain. And I just wonder, like, is this one of those things where they brought in a lot of veteran guys? There's an opportunity for a lot of new wave leadership. And I wonder if, like, right off the rip, if Vrabel's like, I thought maybe this would be a guy I could kind of rely on to be a leader of this young group. I mean, you look at that receiver room in particular, let alone the whole offense. That receiver room is very young.
Yeah, I'm not telling you have a captain in the receiver room, but I'm saying I'd
probably
hold off on
him.
That.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I don't know. I know that Diggs wore out his welcome a lot of places. You know, feuding with coaches, feuding with quarterbacks, demanding the football, being a problem in the room. We had a video on this yesterday that has been co-opted by Bills Mafia, Keith.
Son of a gun.
And it's just Bills Mafia just having a great time. We tried to warn you about
victory
Steph
laps
Diggs.
About Diggs, which makes no sense.
No, it's like, remember all the Super Bowls they've won without Steph Diggs?
It'd be zero Super Bowls.
I mean, maybe win something without Diggs, yeah, then take your victory lap.
Yeah.
But Bills Mafia co-opted this video yesterday, and it's just, it's an example of Diggs wearing out his welcome somewhere, which he's done everywhere. I maintain Houston as well. I've maintained that from day one. if Houston liked him so much, they could have brought him back. They had nobody in the receiver room. They drafted two new receivers. They traded for Christian Kirk. If they wanted him back, they easily could have brought him back. They did not. So people can tell me it went well in Houston. I don't buy that. I know it went poorly at the end in Buffalo. I know it went poorly at the end in Minnesota. How much of him wearing out his welcome do you think had to do with stuff like this? Boats, Cardi B, substances, chicks on the boat, like stuff like that. How much? I mean, I don't remember any of this.
I was
going
to say, I think he's done a pretty good job of keeping that stuff quiet. So, I think the stuff we kind of point to is more on field, right?
So then this also, in its own way, is scary. What if this is a new...
Oh, this is the start of something?
Well, just he's now dating Cardi B. He's going to the Met Gala, and he's just a little more checked out at this stage in his career than he was even 5 or 6 years ago.
It's possible. I think he still has a lot to prove, and I think he knew... You know, even at the press conference he was at, he mentioned that there were a lot of teams interested, but, like, nobody else made him an offer. So, like, he knows deep down that the league thinks he's kind of done. And so I think he's pretty motivated. Remember, he knew all his numbers. He knew what he was on pace for. Yeah. He knew everything. So I think he has a lot to prove in that sense, that I think even if he's, you know, now going to the Met Gala and, you know, going to, you know, hanging around with Cardi B, I think he's still super motivated to be good. I think this is what you sign up for, though, with a lot of wide receivers. Like, a lot of really good wide receivers have all kinds of wild stuff.
Sure.
Like Tyreek Hill. Would you take Tyreek Hill?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that guy's got more issues off the field than anybody.
Not even comparable to Steph Diggs and how bad of a guy he is, but he's also healthy, and not that he had his best year last year, but he was more productive than Diggs a year ago. So, no, with Steph Diggs, you wonder already if he was worth the headache, and now you have this going on, and I do question his commitment level. He wasn't here yesterday. So a guy who's really committed is at OTAs, and he's working out with the team training staff, and he's not partying it up on a boat. So that doesn't mean he's not committed, but I do wonder about it because the optics were rough yesterday. So Diggs is off to a bad start. Can we all agree on that? 617-779-7937. And if this is the first test for Mike Vrabel, did he pass it? How do you think he handled the media yesterday? We'll get to all your feedback on this. It also was a quote-unquote uneven day for the offense yesterday, May. He did not throw any interceptions.
All right. Whew.
There were turnovers, but no interceptions yesterday on an uneven day for the offense. How did Drake May do? We'll get to that with all your thoughts on Steph Diggs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
One word to describe the Patriots offense on the practice field here today would be, for me, uneven. Had some fine moments. Second unit, fine moments. First unit, Drake May and Hunter Henry looking good at times, but also, Tom, just disjointed, some really head-scratching incompletions. The last competitive snap of the day for the first group was a fumbled snap. So you're kind of ending on a dud. It's just uneven. That's sort of the word I'm settling on today.
It's an interesting song choice by Nick. I'm not sure how that relates to
sure is
anything we've discussed
random.
Today.
Random.
Just a big Clapton fan.
Mm-hmm.
So that was Phil Perry on the offense and Drake May yesterday. An uneven day?
Yeah.
I guess that's progress from four picks. I mean, I'll acknowledge
step
that.
Step in the right direction.
At least the guy, I don't want to say didn't turn it over, because as you heard Phil say, they fumbled the final snap, but no interceptions out of Drake May. I think Dobbs did have one yesterday. But that's progress for the offense. Still uneven defense ahead of the offense. Concerning, or are all your fears after the four-pick day kind of out the window and it's just, you know, whatever. It's early, it's OTAs, no big deal.
Yeah, I think it's mostly that. It's early, it's OTAs, it's a new offense, it's new teammates for Drake May. So, yeah, I'm not just completely dismissing four picks, but you're saying, all right, it's early, it's May, we still have a long way to go here, so.
He doesn't have Party Boy out there yet.
Doesn't have our guy Diggs, no. Not yet. Doesn't have Pink Cocaine himself running routes for him, which should be his best receiver at some point whenever he does return. So, I mean, you got to sort of start somewhere, and it seems like they got a long way to go. But the good news is you got a lot of days between now and the start of the season.
Drake May yesterday, 9 of 17. His day ended, as you heard, with a fumbled snap. Not very efficient, says Mark Daniels. Patriots defense looks ahead of the offense. I mean, is that potentially part of the story? Defense is way improved.
Yeah, I mean,
not to let the offense off the hook, but is there a chance the defense is just good?
The defense should be good, although I thought it was going to be better last year than it was, and
me
it
too.
Sucked. Now, they did bring in a lot of new guys, right? So you're not simply saying, oh, Mike Vrabel's going to coach him up and Terrell Williams is going to coach him up. No, you went out and got a player or two at every level of the defense that should be better than what you had a year ago. Like, you have good corners. I think your safeties are fine, but you have better linebackers. You have better defensive front. So, yeah, I mean, I think top 10 defense for the upcoming season is not out of the realm. And in fact, if any of our numbers are right about win, like 9 or 10 wins, they probably better have a top 10 defense, because I think the hope would be more middle of the pack offense, right? Like, take that step forward and then sort of see where it goes. But defense, if it's not in the top 10, that path to the playoffs, I think, is going to be a lot more difficult.
This was Mike Vrabel, and you heard this live on Jones and Keefe yesterday. We carried it live. But this is Vrabel before yesterday's OTA session. He was asked about May's interceptions from the week prior. I don't know. Give this a listen and see if he sounds a little lukewarm on Drake May, if he sounds fully bought in on Drake May. Make your own decision. This was Vrabel yesterday.
Last time we were out here for practice, Drake had a few interceptions. Do you care? How do you view moments like that on
well,
a practice
field? Well, I care. I think that I care about every player's performance and that we continue to improve, and that there has been great improvement over, you know, the day. Everybody's going to have a bad day. There's a lot of reasons that, you know, go into it. We're not going to analyze every single practice and have explanations for things that came up. But the command, the operation, all those things have continued to improve. And I don't know who asked me, but, you know, what I thought would be a successful day. And then sure enough, I told you those things weren't going to happen. So hopefully the operation, the communication today, the execution has got to be better. We only have so many of these opportunities. And I'm hopeful that in front of us, the crowd, the media, that we have a better day.
Okay, and they did. I mean, they had a better day. I wouldn't call it a great day. Phil called it uneven.
Yeah. A step forward.
Yeah.
A slight step forward.
I do like that Vrabel acknowledged, though, like, yeah, I care. We're not trying to throw four picks from our starting quarterback in our first team offense.
Why else would they be out there?
I like that he acknowledged though. Like, let's not brush it off. Like, Drake May might see this, and if you're like, it's no big deal, it's just May, I don't think that conveys the right message. If you're saying, well, yeah, I care, and yeah, we're paying attention to it, and hopefully we have a better day. I mean, hopefully he's saying the same thing behind closed doors, but I think these public messages are important. They filter back to the team, and they should put an emphasis on these things. As you just said, they do it for a reason.
Yeah, not to go full Allen Iverson, right, about practice, but like, you're doing it for a reason. You're trying to get better. You have a long way to go. And then specifically with this one, because it's a group that we haven't seen play together. We haven't seen them play under Josh McDaniels, and they're not like an established group, right? Like, if you told me, 2011, Tom Brady didn't look good in one of these practices, you'd be like, who cares?
Yeah.
I don't care. In fact, I don't even need him to practice.
Big deal.
Right. Like, there's a bunch of guys where you're like, sit him down until the season starts. My favorite thing is 07. Randy Moss didn't play until the first week of the season. He, like, wasn't even around. And it was like, there he goes, and he was awesome. Those guys were, like, already Hall of Famers at the time. This is a completely different story. So every little thing that you do, like, it should matter. And Vrabel made that clear.
And especially with a second-year quarterback.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can weigh in on this. 617-779-7937. We're starting Patriots. Steph Diggs and the fallout from the boat video that was circulating yesterday with whatever was in the little baggie. Drake May. A better, still not great day for the Patriots offense. Your expectations there. We're going to talk to Bradfo at 11:30. Rob Bradford, WEEI.com. Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. We'll get some thoughts on the Red Sox coming up as well. Another great outing for them yesterday.
No, it wasn't.
Some very, very, very satisfactory answers, I thought, from Craig Breslow today.
Doesn't sound like a robot at all.
On the Greg Hill show. Sounds like Roman Anthony. They're ready to call him up. Yeah. All the good things you wanted to
hear. And it makes sense. You hear it and you're like, all right, what are you saying? It makes a lot of sense to me.
At high noon, we're going to go on the clock. We're going to fix the Red Sox in just 60 seconds.
Good.
They got problems. We're fixing them. We'll hear from you as well. Plus, Rich Keefe has a preview of a few sports docs on Netflix.
Ooh.
And a Key for Madness at 12:45. Stay tuned for all that. In the meantime, let's knock out some phone calls here. Franco is in Eastie. What's up, Franco?
Hey, what's going on, man? First off, I wanted to talk about the Stephon Diggs thing.
Sure.
I feel like a lot of people aren't really listening to what he said to those girls when he handed them that bag. That's how you'll know. You know if it was a substance or not. You know, that's all I got to say, man.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, he said, what, don't take the whole thing?
Yeah, hang on. We read all this yesterday. Complex, one of my favorite.
Yeah, you're always on Complex.
One of my favorite websites.
You have the subscription?
Had a good breakdown.
Yeah.
He said, what's my name? The women said, they start calling him daddy.
Yeah.
He says, no, I'm Mr. Make It Happen on a Boat.
Mr. Make It Happen on a Boat, which is a long name. But I like it. Like, Mr. Make It Happen is good, but then when you, like, add the detail on a boat.
On a boat.
You're not Mr. Make It Happen on land.
No.
Mr. Make It Happen on
a
boat.
When I'm out on the open ocean, I will make it happen.
So this season, we have to decide right now as a show, do we call Steph Diggs Mr. Make It Happen on a Boat or Pink Cocaine?
Or Daddy.
I'm not calling him that.
Well, that's an option.
I'm not calling him that.
Let's make a poll.
If you want to put that on the boat, yeah, great. If you want to put it on there, fine.
Yeah. Say my name.
I think it has to be one of the two.
Yeah.
I think Mr. Make It Happen on a Boat is probably a little bit more.
It's a little wordy.
That's Mr. Unlimited territory, though.
Yeah.
A little
Unlimited.
Bit.
Unlimited.
Yeah, but Mr. Unlimited was calling himself Mr. Unlimited.
He's calling himself Mr. Make It Happen on a Boat.
I bet those girls called him that, too. I got a feeling those girls also said that.
He then whipped out a
Mr. Unlimited.
A small
you gotta
baggie.
Be unlimited.
He whipped out a small baggie, Keith.
Okay.
Is what?
It looked more like a tin.
He took. Oh, you think it was a tin?
No, actually, maybe it was a baggie.
Complex calls it a small container with an unknown substance.
All right.
And if it is pink cocaine, I don't know what it is.
It was Big League Chew.
But if it is pink cocaine, that actually isn't cocaine, as we discussed.
No,
yesterday.
It's not.
Ketamine.
It's, not
cocaine. It's MDMA, methamphetamine. Maybe it's just caffeine.
It's like a chef salad.
2C. As we discussed yesterday, that's a street name for it.
Yeah, thanks.
But he warned the gals, don't take all of it, I think is probably what he's referencing.
He's talking about that.
Yeah.
just so we're clear.
You never know what's going to be tossed around out there.
No,
so.
No, you do not.
So the last call just wanted to point us in the direction that it may have been some sort of narcotics.
It may or may not be drugs.
Okay.
Which, you know, allegedly.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. Now, look, I don't know how these road shows go, Keith.
Maybe I'd like to try them in some of that cocaine.
I don't know how these road shows go.
Yeah.
But I'm very curious to find out.
Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah. It can also mean drugs.
Our good pal JP in North Providence has some thoughts on the,
all right,
the
Rhode
outing
Island.
Tonight. What's up, JP?
Jones, Keith, I got a quick conspiracy before some tips on Newport.
Okay.
Maybe the grave digger was trying to do bear versus shark, and he was going to toss him in the water to see if the sharks win on this one. You never know. Could be a tribute to your show.
As far as tonight,
I got a couple of questions, suggestions. One, Jones,
suggest a quad dog. We already got that suggested.
No,
I'm wearing flip-flops.
Do you have an Izod sweater over your shoulder?
I did pack a quarter zip. I have that packed.
Okay. How late will you guys be there? Because I'm going to try to get there from Boston because I don't live far from there. Will you be there at 9 o'clock, 8:30? Okay. How late?
Yes. Well, 7:30 to 9:30 is the official on paper, but really TBD.
Great.
I mean, really, who knows how late, JP?
And you want to go to One Pelham East with Wiggy afterwards. They got Sugar Babies there. It's a good cover band. Hop in place on a Thursday right in Newport Brick Market.
Cover band. And then Wiggy.
Thanks, JP.
Wiggy will claim he was never there in the first place.
Never there.
Tomorrow
is
what he's going to claim. Okay. But yeah, no, we're at the landing tonight. Greg told me you're not going to be there for the dinner beforehand, correct?
No.
Greg told me I'm on the hook for dinner, which I'm admittedly a little nervous about. But yeah, we'll be at the landing tonight, and then we'll be at the Lobster Bar tomorrow in Newport. It is a Greg Hill show, road show, after show.
That's it.
Jones and Keith there tomorrow, 10 to 2. 617-779-7937. We'll get to the Red Sox coming up. I also want to get to what I think was an actual coaching moment yesterday from Vrabel. Unlike Gerard Mayo, this guy's actually going to coach the team. Let's get to it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
But there was a play on which Javon Baker had a contested catch down the field, made it on the sideline, burst to the end zone, as one will at the end of their rep, make sure you finish it. After that, he started to peel off and head towards the sideline. And Mike Vrabel, in seeing that, made it very clear from a distance to Baker that he expected him back in the huddle. Don't go taking a victory lap. He didn't say that. I'm not quoting him. We'd like you back in the huddle, Javon. Didn't really say it that nicely. So he's making clear to the second-year player the expectations, a second-year fourth-round pick who has a lot to prove this year. But what I found most interesting, and Phil and I noticed it as they were coming off the field, who did Mike Vrabel walk off the practice field with? He walked off with Javon Baker. And clearly could see that he was explaining to him what the expectation was, and he understood, Vrabel, it seemed to be saying, was, I understand why you would have done what you did, but that's not what we're doing right now.
Pardon the pun, very on the nose. What is this song about? I feel like I'm not great sometimes with these lyricists. You're just like, man, what is the meaning of this song?
You know
song?
What? I don't like songs that make you think.
Yeah. I'll tell you flat out. I love cocaine.
I'm not trying to use
sing
my,
about it.
Not trying to use my brain.
No.
I'm not trying to do that. Yeah. Just hit me over the head with it, please.
To be clear, pink cocaine, not actually cocaine.
No.
Despite the snappy name.
No, that would be it'd be a much wordier. Yeah. I love the methamphetamine. I love the ketamine.
The ketamine.
I love
MDMA,
the Molly.
The
exactly. Got exactly. Well, that's, again, just kind of an out-of-nowhere song selection by
him. Nick's crushing it this first hour.
I mean, again,
good start.
No pun intended.
I'm out of cocaine songs.
No pun intended.
No, you're not.
Nick absolutely crushing it. You heard the story there from Tommy Curran.
Yep.
On the Pats Talk podcast yesterday. Mike Vrabel was walking off the practice field with Javon Baker yesterday. After practice, continuing to coach him based on one play. I'm reading here from Reese. Baker caught a deep pass, appearing to push off, Reese says. So he, pushed off.
Pass interference,
and
got
he
it.
Actually caught one, which I Whee! Understand him being very excited
He's
about.
He's got to be thrilled.
He actually caught a pass.
Good for him.
He had to shove the defender over to do it.
It's okay.
But he actually caught a pass, and he celebrated afterwards.
Great.
Very on brand.
I kind of like it.
Vrabel wanted him back in the huddle quickly and let him know in decisive terms.
Dude had a delay game and a practice.
So in real time, Vrabel's like, you clown, get back in the huddle.
Yeah.
And then after the practice is over, he was still in his ear.
Coaching.
Coaching
he was
him
coaching
up,
him up is what he was doing.
Coming off the field, which I do find refreshing, not to keep comparing everything to Mayo a year ago.
Yeah, but it was the last coach, so that's what it is.
But I don't. I remember plenty of stories about these guys acting like clowns last year. I don't remember a lot of coaches reeling them in, so I find that refreshing.
No. In fact, and this one ended up getting solved. Remember early on in camp, Judon came out, then he left, then he came back out. He was, like, sitting around the pads, not doing anything. Like, then he eventually got traded. But remember early on, it was kind of odd, like, what the hell was even going on with him. But this is good because Javon Baker, I feel like the outcomes for him are wild. Like, it could be cut. He could be cut immediately, maybe the most likely.
Uh-huh.
Could he be like the third or fourth best receiver on the team?
I mean, no.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think so.
Maybe it speaks more to the guys that are on the roster.
Did you see the video?
Which one?
Freeze Pops tweeted out yesterday.
He dropped the ball.
The first two guys through the line.
Well, one of them was Polk.
In the drill.
Yeah.
Are Polk and Baker.
The tough drill, though.
Consecutive passes. drop.
They weren't warmed up yet. It's fine.
They hit them both in the hands. Oh, we have
it. It's on Twitch right now. Terp, great job.
So they're good defenders.
These two bozos.
And if you're saying defenders, it's four tackling dummies that aren't doing anything, and they go like to the other side of it. They throw the ball. They're standing in line. They're just wearing helmets. There's no other equipment. The ball is being tossed to him from like 6 yards away. That's insane.
Let me tell you.
Honestly, God, I don't say this often.
Polk looks cool, though. He's got like the sleeves rolled up. Like, Polk is looking good.
We do this drill in the backyard, little Cece Keefe. She's never dropped one. She's five.
This drill is actually about the ball down.
Yeah. Oh, they're playing defense now?
Yeah.
They moved Baker to defense?
Oh, my God.
That's what happens with the bad receivers like in college. They're like, all right, you do that happens to you twice, you're lining up a corner next week.
You want Wolves? Drafting history wrapped up in one clip.
Yep.
Great job by Freeze Pops. Those two morons.
And then cut to a 20-minute highlight video of Ladd McConkey.
So I'm sorry. So you think one of those guys might be the number four receiver is what I heard you say?
Javon Baker.
Okay.
I like that draft pick. He was terrible, but he also didn't really get a chance. Now, part of that, how bad was he in practice? We don't know. I feel like
Javon Baker's much more excusable than the Polk selection.
Yeah, because it was way lower. But I'm also saying we've seen more of Polk than Baker. So I feel like Polk, to me, there is no like multiple outcomes. Like he stinks. I'm done with Polk.
Right. We actually
Baker is still a little bit unknown,
which is a bad sign. But it is at least unknown whether or not he can produce out there because he wasn't really out there.
But I also
was out there and can't stay in bounds and can't catch and
I also love. So you can't tell us we're making too big a deal out of OTAs if Javon Baker's celebrating a catch. If he's acting like he just scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
Shoves down some fourth-string defender.
It's like, dude, it's practice in May. Nobody has pads on. And he's dancing around and not getting back to the huddle?
He couldn't catch with the blocking pads on him, so I understand why he's celebrating catching one down the field.
Those blocking pads are like 6 feet high.
Yeah, it's big.
Tall, you got to get past them to get freed up.
Unbelievable.
Back-to-back drops.
Do you think either of them are on the team, Baker or Polk?
Is Diggs starting the year
this,
on the team?
This, to me, is the loophole. That's the way one of them might sneak on. Is if Diggs starts on PUP, which I think is likely.
So let's say Diggs starts the year of the team, just for giggles.
If Diggs starts the year of the team, those guys
are
cut.
Diggs, Holland, Williams.
Yep, Bourne.
Bourne. And
Pop.
Probably Pop or Booty.
I mean, I think,
right now, there are six or seven guys ahead of last year's draft.
And you're right. And even if Diggs starts on PUP, Booty should make it over these two.
He should.
Yeah, so these guys are cuts, I think.
Yeah. They better squeeze the ball a little bit there.
And Vrabel already yelling at one of them, probably not a great sign. Allen is in Nashville, but says he's got something for us tonight. Go ahead, Allen.
Oh, this is great. Maybe it's just advice.
Okay.
So I was first of all, I agree with you on Vrabel. I like the attitude he has and how he's directing the team. But what I really wanted to call about was making sure you're going to be at the landing. And which one of you is the Korn fan?
I am.
That's Keith.
I am a huge fan of Korn. I think we're all fans of Korn. But
you gonna touch so tunes a song over? What are you gonna do?
No, I have something very special for you tonight. Just wanted to confirm you're gonna be there.
I'll be there
before I brought it. It's not huge. It'll fit in a small bag.
Same.
So it's something very special from Korn. I worked with them when I was at Epic. So I'm going to bring you something nice.
Wow.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Alan.
Alan, I didn't realize you're in the music industry.
I love that.
Is that why you're in Nashville?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a lie. I'm actually in New York and Rhode Island.
Wait, what's a lie? You were in the music industry? Okay, I'm just confused now. What's the lie?
I am getting a gift, right?
No, so Keith's getting a gift.
Great.
You're not getting anything.
That's fine.
I've been in the music industry for 33 years, and I'm bringing Keith a Korn gift. If you have a favorite band, let me know. Maybe I'll find another gift for you.
Okay, great.
Okay, that's awesome, Alan.
Alan, this is
we'll be there. I appreciate that.
What a generous.
I'll be the one with the fresh haircut.
What a generous man. I'll be the one dressed like my wife dressed me, because she did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait.
I'm excited about that.
I didn't know. Well, I was about to say we were getting gifts. You're getting a gift.
Do you think it's a 7-string guitar, which famously Korn plays?
He said it's small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a pick. I'd take a Korn pick.
A pick.
A pick would be sick. Or a drumstick.
Drumstick. Nice. Now we're talking.
Is it an old dread?
Yeah. That's what I was just going to say. A lock of hair from his dreads.
It's a snare drum. I got to hold it all night. It's like.
what do I do with this? Like, ah, it's for you. Like, okay.
Well, I'm excited. Let me tell you, this thing's going one of two ways tonight, Keith.
It's going great.
It's either going to be epic or we're never going to be invited back, maybe to Newport again. Never mind on another road
trip.
Are we just like Polk and Baker of WEI?
That's the concern.
Don't open that up to the people. I don't even want to hear how people react to that question. No. Take that one back.
Forget it. Dump that, Nick.
617-779-7937. We will be at the landing. Bring gifts for Keith.
I'm excited to hear what more cocaine songs Nick could come up with during the show.
Yeah, and I don't
There's
know
gotta
why,
be more, Nick.
I don't understand why he's on just this this path today. It's above my head, but it's been you're getting a lot of shout outs on the text line, Nick, for your song choices today. They are loving it. Let's get to the Red Sox, something we don't love so much. They've done it to us again. No clear answers on Roman. I was promised changes on the off day. It's the off day.
No changes.
Doesn't sound like any changes.
Although maybe they sent me a City Connect jersey. Maybe today's the day.
Maybe today is the day.
I'll have to check again.
Do you think they could be, they heard about the road show. Do you think they could be sending it to
the Hojos?
Well, hopefully
they know we're staying at the Hojos.
Hopefully they know we're in Middletown and not New
York. Well, it's a stone's throw. Well, it's fine.
Okay.
Maybe it'll be there.
Let's get to the Red Sox next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.